swing to another balcony. A child of the 20th century. A dried up life and a weasel named Fee. Far away in another place. A fading beauty named Millie Grace. A gospel singer with pox on a face. And a man who came to love her who keep the pace. Fee was a Buddhist prodigy. Long past the age of maturity. Someday he would set it free, like it did for Floyd, the chimpanzee. First met Millie in a bar in Peru. His heart was jumping like a kangaroo, like a beast in a cage. An old Dutch zoo was hopping and jumping in wooden shoes. But Floyd was jealous and alone. He wanted Millie for his own. A desperate craving in his bones. Their love, he said, I will not condone. Then one day a ship to Quebec, Floyd found Fee and Millie on a lover's trek. He picked up a bottle and broke off the neck. It sliced through the air and Fee hit the deck. Turned and began to scream at Floyd. She said, you think you're pretty mean. But she was as thin as a small string bean. She slammed him in the face with a nectarine. Floyd fell back over the edge of the ship till he hung from the rail by his fingertips. Now he knew he could make you slip. With a signed piece of paper, I can make you slip. So Millie took that paper and did the deed. Floyd hit the water with astonishing speed. As the shark circled in and began to feed, Millie knew the weasel was finally free. Whoa, Fee, trying to live a life that's completely free. Floyd is dead, he's nothing but a